The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, heading into the weekend with guess who? Our desert friend, Liam Sheff. He's in L.A. still, the high desert, or even the low desert. It's still a desert. Are we going to do L.A. stories or Ebola L.A. stories? What are we going to do to start today?
We're eboling for monogamy.
Okay, eboling for monogamy. Again, studying and researching and working on sequels to official stories, and the reviews on official stories, people are just now discovering your book. It's been out for a while. I just shared one yesterday that you had posted. It was like, I just have to say it this way, it's a damn good review. I mean, it's like people are going kicking and screaming. They don't want to wake up, but now that they've woken up, they're like, I'm begrudgingly grateful to you, Liam.
It was a funny review. What did you say? Something about I was mad, and then I was...
Yeah, exactly. Off. And it was like, and for a sensitive guy like you, I'm just hoping
no,
you're...
No, I don't care anymore.
Okay, all right. I won't worry about you then.
No, but let's find it, because it was funny.
Yeah, I've got it here. I posted it up in the Facebook. I'll see if I can add it in here, but... The review, thanks for a wonderful, I guess your review is, of course, the gratitude that you put out there. But she says, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The book at times pissed me off.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, that's a good way to start. I was mad at being deceived. I was mad for believing what my handlers blithely placed before me. I was mad that my prison door was open, but I was the one who would have to make the decision to walk through it. I'm like, dude, that's the journey, isn't it? You know, I was mad, too, when I realized I was lied to all those years ago. And, you know, I decided to do something different. You did, too, Liam.
Yes, I became non-monogamous.
What? That's not where it went.
Well, it did, actually. After 43 years, I decided that I don't really understand what people mean, and I had to look up the definition of monogamy. I've watched all my friends for their whole lives pretend and struggle to be everything to one person and always fail. And we all need a variety of friends and partnering solutions. Nobody even knows what monogamous means. Everybody thinks they know what it means, but nobody knows. What does it mean? Monogamous. What does it mean?
Well, gametes, doesn't that have to do with genetics?
Yeah, and it comes from the same root, probably Greek word. But what does it mean in with mono in front of it, monogamous?
Well, mono, single genes, that means everybody should take care of themselves and no one else.
Yes, it's a yes, everybody's turning Japanese. A friend of mine told me that the song Turning Japanese was actually about... Oh, by the way, parental advisory warning, this is a grown-up part.
This is a grown-up discussion this hour. Yes, thank you, Liam, for it. You're so responsible, man. I appreciate it. But yeah, the discussions we're going to have are really observations of our culture and cultures around the world to help us understand the world in which we live and maybe where we've been lied to. Where we make decisions based on other people's beliefs being thrown upon us and we don't ask questions. We ask a lot of questions here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Liam does that as well. Sometimes it makes you guys and gals out there uncomfortable. Honestly, it's made me uncomfortable over the years. You know that, Liam. You see me squirm behind the microphone, but greatly appreciate it because that's what we're here to do, is to question, I guess you say reality, but certainly question official stories.
Well, uncomfortable for a moment, and then I think rather released into a larger field of vision, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the intention. You know.
I think looking at things openly, honestly, with integrity, you know, if we talk about the issue of monogamy and we try to get the understanding of definitions as well.
So let's define monogamy.
Yes, that would be helpful.
So gamous is either meaning a partner or a marriage. So monogamous means one partner or one marriage. Well, nobody really thinks that anymore. Most people who are married have a second marriage. Most people who are together aren't married in the culture.
Case in point, Billy Joel singing about, I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, don't go change and try to please me. I couldn't love you any better. I said I love you, that's forever. He said that in 1978.
And that was before Uptown Girl and Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, whoever that was about, we don't even know. It wasn't about Christie Brinkley, and it wasn't about the five wives he had after, well, you know, the five partners. And we always exclude the very serious people, you know, the loves of high school and college. Well, you know.
Yeah, that was just a passing phase in childhood.
Oh, was it really? I mean, I thought we loved each other, thought we were great friends.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody thinks it's about romance. Marriage in most cultures have nothing to do with romance. This is a late Victorian, really, invention that was put together. Romance was always saved for special friends.
Romance. This is about property, buddy. It's what I can own.
It is. And monogamy really means one partner. But we have so many partners. I mean, we have business partners, and we have commerce partners, and we have spiritual partnerships, and we have child-raising partnerships with teachers and schools. Liberals have health partners with government because they, you know, don't want to have a health partnership with any kind of local healer.
well said.
Yeah, well, conservatives also have health partnerships with governments that, you know, bomb people in other countries so that we can have oil. We have partnerships with machines. Machines do everything for us that people used to do. We used to have so many people around that we worked with, but now we just have a couple machines to replace 100 people. So we have partnerships all over the place. And we don't call them that. We just don't think about it. But we essentially we're married much more to oil than we are to any person. Oil performs so many duties in our lives. Not the one you're thinking of, you dirty-minded scoundrel.
I'm talking about
making your car go. And if you couldn't make your car and your truck, you just wouldn't have any food. You wouldn't go anywhere. You'd sit in your house and you'd turn into a raisin watching television. So we have partnerships all over. Now, how many thinks that we're really monogamous, that we have one partner for life? Well, we clearly have many partners, which leads me to my, you know, the undeniable conclusion that we're not a monogamous species. We're a tribal species. We form networks, what I'm calling in the book, interwoven, non-decentralized networks. That's really what we, and so it's not either you're monogamous or you're a swinger. No, it's you're either a monogamous, either you pretend, you lie to yourself that you have one partner in life, or you recognize that you're a tribal. You live out your tribal function. You help a lot of people, they help you.
Mm-hmm.
And now the question of a little bit of romance or affection comes in. And there are definitely people with whom you don't want to have a lot of affection. There are people that you definitely do want to have a lot of affection. And in many tribal situations, in many cultures, allow a greater expression of those affections than we do on paper in the mm-hmm. United States. But, of course, in reality, the United States is a sex-glutted country with, you know, it's pouring through the television. It's pouring through, you know, the graduates of the Mickey Mouse Club, like Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus. I mean, it's, you know, it's everywhere, and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Sure, but Liam, look at the whole institution of marriage. You know, I always talk to my friends who happen to be gay. It's like, why do you want in on that? You know, for the most part, you look at the disasters that occur. You know, I'm not saying that everyone is destined to fail. There are good relationships out there as well that have,
Good relationships don't have anything to do with the government.
Well, exactly, which is why, you know, I've said this many times. In my marriage, we didn't invite the government in. You know, we drew up our own covenant, you know, and said, you're not welcome here. We didn't ask permission to do that, which I think consenting adults coming together for a purpose. You define that purpose. And, you know, in our case, we had a lot of spiritual goals together. And we spelled that out. I think, though,
didn't you give many oxen to
No auxin that I was aware of at the time. No. Some homeopathic remedies, maybe.
You prayed at a high bride price. Well, right. So you define your own relationships over time, and you do so openly, respectfully, and in conversation. But around the world, there are many, many kinds of relationships. In the United States, we practice what I call staggered polygamy.
I was going to get to that, because if we look at the institution of marriage here in America, monogamy, we see a series of monogamous relationships, some surreptitious that end up being different after you pay off the previous one, then you move on to the next.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by staggered monogamy?
Staggered polygamy.
Polygamy,
We kid ourselves and we say that we're serial monogamous. Well, that's just a joke. Serialized monogamy is really nothing more than serialized polygamy. It means that you have many partners over time, which is what polygamous means. It means you have many partners. So we're polygamous, but we just sort of stretch it out a little bit, like, I know I got to break up with this person so I can go out with this person. Ask anybody in their 20s how many people they now go out with, and the overlap is considerable. So to say that we're monogamous is also a joke. It's just begging the question of how do we let ourselves get away with it?
But also, Liam, let me ask you this. The whole thing that destroys a lot of marriages, as they're thought to be monogamous, is this idea of moving outside of the marriage and having some sort of relations with another partner that violate the understood agreement, so to speak. Now, is it all about the search for sex, or is this a search for intimacy and deeper meaning? What do you assess, or is that too quick of a question to get to there already?
I think that people are affection-based. I think that we in the United States are so quick to think about intercourse or sex. I actually think that we're a pro-intercourse, anti-affection country, and that's something I talk about in the new book. So it should be out in December if I'm
right. Pro-intercourse, anti-affection, is that a cultural thing?
No, we're pro-intercourse. We're so happy to have people, I grew up liberal, and they're so happy to tell you that you're allowed to have sex as long as you wrap some part of yourself in latex, and then they don't want to hear about it. Like, oh, good for you, enjoy it, read The Joy of Sex. And you can do that as much as you want.
But you're talking about a form of interaction that's lacking, I think, the intimacy that makes it maybe
intimacy.
A spiritual event.
Yeah, not only that, but it's just not that interesting. I mean, you don't, most cultures allow ranges of affection that we don't here. We're so obsessed with thinking that every act of affection ends up as a sex act, and it's just not so.
If you're intrigued with this discussion, as I am, open, honest, candid, again, hide the kids if you don't want them to hear it. We are going to continue this discussion of relationships, some L.A. stories. Maybe we'll get to more Ebola discussion as well. Stick around. Liam Sheff is my guest, taking it into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, liamsheff.com as well. All the links are in the show notes. Stick around. We'll be right back with more discussion with Liam. CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we talk relationships, again, one of the most fascinating discussions, I think if somebody says they're not interested, they're lying to themselves. It's intriguing. But it's not only about what we know in our culture, Liam, and you tend to look at it globally. You've been around the world, traveled, as have I, and I've noticed there are distinct differences. There are certain similarities. But you go certainly to far afield, what they call third world nations that are far from the technological age compared to where we are. And there are interesting things to learn that are historical but in a contemporary setting.
Well, the anthropologists have been doing this, you know, interesting work of mapping human experience in tribes for 7,500 years and or a little longer, maybe the Victorian age. And what they, you know, they used to marvel, you know, the civilized English with their, you know, syphilis running rampant through London.
Civilized syphilis. That's what
yeah. The civilized Britons, the Londoners, who had, I think, more prostitutes per, you know, citizen at that point than at any other point in that city's history, maybe any city's history, as the Victorian clampdown on affections, as they're called, affections. Became so strident and stringent. Well, you know, Queen Victoria herself loved Rumpy Pumpy.
is that? Did you find that in the history books, or was that in the Sun or the Star? Was that really the history?
No, that's now, you know, now that people are dead for a long time, the truth can be told. She had many, many children who she didn't treat very well. She didn't care for children very much, but she loved getting it on. She had a number of lovers. I think one, her husband, and then famously a guy called John Brown, a Highlander with his great Scottish beard and brogue. And, you know, she was absolutely besotted by that sort of thing, and as was one of her daughters, and I think her son, Edward, who was one of the most flagrant sexual adventures of the English royal. But their adventures and ours, their scientists, I use that word very loosely, have gone around the world and observed these tribes. So we have the Zoe tribe in South America and the Yanomami in, I think, South America, the Maasai in Africa, the Moswo in China. And the arrangements always differ. And I think that there's a scale, and if you put, like, how hard it is to get the basics, and what are the basics? What can't you live without? And it's not Netflix, and it's not, you know, Amazon Prime, and you can live without those. But what can't you live without? Water, food, shelter, clothing, and somebody to teach you how to, well, at least protection from the elements, if not clothing. You have to have somebody to teach you how to procure these things. So water, food, shelter, protection from the elements, and some artisan and tool making. And that's what tribes have. And that's what they teach themselves. And after that, their arrangements seem to differ by what kind of tribe they are. Are they an agricultural tribe or a foraging tribe? If they're a foraging tribe and they move around a lot, they tend to be more egalitarian. If they're an agricultural tribe and some of the men, and the men are hunters, the men tend to say they're in charge, even though the women produce all, you know, 80 to 90% of the calories, which is a rough deal. The Yanomami tribe are like this, and they tend to be, at least in observation, pretty violent with each other and violent toward the women. I think they're polygamous, and the men have many wives, and the women do not have many lovers and are generally forbidden from even, well, and then they're, because they're sort of pushed off one after another, they tend to have relationships with each other, female sexual relationships, and the men punish them for that. So I don't want to move to that tribe. Then there's the Zoe tribe, and the Zoe tribe tend to be pretty egalitarian, and the women can take many lovers over time and have babies with different people, and so can the husbands. And they, you know, you can go up and you say, well, you've had this wife of yours for 7 years, and you know, you're sort of seeing this other girl, so I really like her. Do you mind if I have a kid with her? And they say, yeah, that's good, and you'll share the hunting with me, and anything you get, you'll share with me, and of course I'll share with you. So it just strengthens everybody's economic basis of survival and improves the genetic diversity of the kids in the tribe. So, you know, it makes sense. It's not what we say we do, but it's a lot like what we actually do. We just, you know, what we do in this country is that if you have a feeling for somebody else after you've been married for a while, you have to suicide your entire first relationship. You know, you have to just murder it, legally murder it, you know, go to court and murder it. You have to hate each other, rip each other apart, use the children as proxies to fight each other, accuse each other of being everything.
You
and
know,
then
that
fight.
Sounds awful barbaric for those who are civilized, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen that time and time again, whether it's in the movies of Kramer versus Kramer or the realities of people we know who've been through it, even watched my parents go through it when I was in my teen years. Stick around. We're going to talk more about relationships, the global perspective, and what happens here when oil dissipates after the break with Liam Schiff on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, traveling around the world with Liam Sheff to talk relationships, different things in about societies and how they organize, I guess, based on the kind of society they are, agrarian, hunter-gatherers. I don't know, what are we called in America? We are, what are we, commuters?
I mean, yes, we're a Monsanto society.
Yeah.
We live at the behest, at the teat of the Monsanto dragon, who,
Plus the oil slaves, of course, that allow us to isolate ourselves in neighborhoods or apartments or wherever people live and have little relations, if you will, outside of a loose group or where you work. camaraderie necessarily. And so I think that that's going to change as the energy changes, but we'll get to that in a moment, because there's another culture you wanted to relate coming out of Africa that will help us maybe to understand more about the human interactions that occur on this planet.
The Maasai tribe are famous, I think, for being so tall and striking. They're the herding tribe. They have the long spears. They herd cow, and they have very little food except milk, and they puncture the side of a living cow's neck, and they drink the blood spurts. They take it and drink it, and then they put clay on it, and the cow goes on. So they're blood and milk drinkers. You know, this is a very rare way and difficult way of life. So there are people who take animals and they move them about, and the wealth is determined by how many animals you have. So they're not, they're not foragers, and so they're not egalitarian. And women are wives. There are many wives to a husband. But what's interesting about the Maasai, when the girls are young, and boys, young, I'm guessing 13, 14, 15, something like that, when they're young, before they get a marriageable age, which is either, I'm not really sure, 15 or 16, I got to go read the fine print, they are in a period of time in which they're expected to have many lovers. No criticisms, just, you're supposed to have many lovers, have plenty of sex, et cetera, et cetera. So they do. And by the way, there are concepts of sex which have really come through the European mill, with anybody can be, it's really Kama Sutra now. Be on top, be on the bottom, be on the side, invite the neighbor, whatever. People do all kinds of stuff, all kinds of things. But, for the Maasai, sex is one way. The man is on top, the woman is on the bottom. Otherwise, they don't consider it sex, which is sort of limiting. So the girls are and boys are expected to have this, but then the girls are put through a circumcision, which is now really violently protested by human rights groups, in which the clitoris is removed or partially removed.
It's horrific, just sounding in any way. And of course,
yeah, it's not right.
Yeah,
it ain't right. But what's interesting is to hear the voices of women who later say, no, they still enjoy sex and they can still, they still. Well, what they do, what women do, is they're made to marry at that point. They're given to a husband to marry, and they produce children for that husband. Well, guess what else they do? They have the husband role, and then they have the friend. And the friend, or friend, different friends throughout life, are people that they actually romantically love. Not love in terms of duty, in the Hebraic sense, that the Hebrew sense of, by the way, of relationships is very much like the Maasai sense, that women were there to perform a function, and their pleasure in life was a little more limited. You do get a different sense of that in Song of Songs or Song of Solomon, where everybody's pleasure was being favored. But, the Hebrew sense was that it was for the duty toward the tribe, and that's what happens in the Maasai. But the women have their friends, and they have to, and because they have many wives, the wives help each other out. So the wives, will cover for a wife while she's off with a friend, and they'll lie to the husband, who probably knows a little bit, but if it becomes very obvious, he beats either one or both of them, or he steals some of their cattle or something like that, or he gets some of their cattle in payment. So there are all these constant open bits of extracurricularisms. And that just seems to be life all over the world. Either people make peace with it, like, yeah, we really like a variety of people over time, and then we're the people that we made the kids with that we have a duty toward, and we love them. And then we meet people, and then we have an interest in them, and we like them a lot, and sometimes that passes. The Mosuo tribe in China, Inner China, have a saying about love that Chris Ryan and Casilda Jethot put in their book called Sex at Dawn, which is that, love is like a season, it's like a passing wind. Try to hold on to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't hold on to it that way. So they raise the kids as family groups, but they don't expect, but the family group doesn't include the father. The father, it raises his sister's kids. So everybody is raising kids, but they don't they don't hang it on the notion, really notional monogamy, that you love one person forever and you have to promise to love them forever. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look the other way. Don't be attracted to anybody else. Don't flirt with anybody else. Oh, you've broken it all. We have to get divorced. We hate each other now.
Hmm.
Very childish system we have here.
Really, when you step back and look at it, it's just extraordinary with different eyes. Of course, I can hear, you know, many people, again, in the Judeo-Christian culture, which we grew up in, that maybe are patently offended just for the mere discussion of it. But we're not trying, I don't perceive that you're trying to convince anybody, nor than I am, about anything. We just share the information. It's true about healing. When I talk about healing, it's like, listen, if you want your drugs, go get your drugs. I'm not here to block you from that, but, you know, there are different aspects of healing on the planet that we were not exposed to growing up in this culture. Similarly, on the relationship front, we have been told this is the way it is. Is it the best way for you? How's that working out for you? The divorce culture that we've got, could there be another reason for it, another perspective that might limit that kind of damage and trauma that happens in so many families with so many children, particularly in the West with this Western ideal?
Huzzah, indeed.
No,
have anything.
All right, you get me thinking. You know, that's all. I'm just, you know, we're pondering here as we choose.
What happens now? What happens? People are maybe offended. I think a lot of people are actually really interested. I think only the fake Bible thumpers who, you know, never read sort of beyond the most shrill literalist, you know, version of this. And I don't think that's most people. I think very few people are actually offended. Most go, you know what? There's a little bit of truth in that. If we let each other off the hook a little bit and stop punishing each other for a little flirtation, a hug or a kiss or something like that, you define your own rules. But I think that couples breaking up because somebody made out with somebody is just absolutely ridiculous. I think it's offensive. I think that couples being that upset that people are attracted to that, of course we're attracted to other people. What do you think we are? We were attracted to other people before we met you. We're going to be attracted to other people while we're with you. That's normal. You can love someone and you can be their great partner and great helpmate in life, and you guys define your rules.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the record, I don't sleep with people, you know, very easily at all. I'm pretty protective in that way, but I'm more of a cuddler, you know. But we all have our limits, you know. I mean,
I know some folks who are married, and I'd call them, you know, whore dogs. The men, particularly. I mean,
I know someone, and the girl is. Listen, I'm trying not to judge
when I say that, but I mean, you understand the concept of, like, my perception is like, whoa. I mean, that's a whole different focal point than me. But again, everybody's an individual here.
They're just more open. Like, they enjoy that, so they're okay with it. If I'm a cuddle slut, some people are, you know, go all the way. But you don't have to. That's what I'm saying. I think that our culture. I think our culture asks us to be okay with intercourse, but not be okay with affection, which I don't understand at all. It's insane. It's like if you touch somebody or hug somebody or are held by somebody, then you're having sex. Really? I think there are differences. Now, people may be saying, well, why are you talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about it because right now we have great distance from each other because we rely on machines. Machines do everything, not Terminator machines, but laundry machines and cars and grocery store freezers and long-haul trucking. They do everything for us. The tractors in Monsanto.
So we can afford to be isolationist and we'll survive right
we
now.
We can afford to judge. We can afford to have these very high walls, these very, you know, theoretically moralistic laws. Oh, I never think about anybody else. Sure you don't. Well, here's the thing. Stop having those machines do everything for you. You get around 30, 40, 50 people a day working, you're going to have sparks. You're going to have attractions. What are you going to do?
Hmm.
Not hug anybody, not say, you know what?
Right. Well, in the age of diminishing oil, and again, I don't know how soon that comes, but we're in a place where they're going to keep fracking until they poison us and kill us, or we realize we've got to roll back and do something differently. We're going to see the movement more toward tribes, in a sense, smaller groups. We've talked about localism. We've talked about permaculture, doing things together. And you're going to have to start interacting with folks like you haven't had to in much of your life here, again, in the West, particularly in America and other Western nations. So that changes everything. And what you're saying is that the dynamics of the world change when that occurs, when you no longer have oil slaves.
Yes, the dynamics of the world change when you no longer have oil slaves, and we're pushed back into the early 1900s. I mean, it's not going to happen at once. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It will happen through a great emergency, by the way, so you don't want to get stuck. You want to be growing food.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be building your tribe and your community. And you want to begin to define the rules. If you want to be a hardcore Bible-thumping person who doesn't read the Bible and just thinks that they do, then you can do that. I know plenty of people who do that. And if you want to be a little more interesting than that, you can do that too. And you can say, you know what, we're not going to hang people and crucify people for just having normal levels of love in their blood. And we're going to let people have affectionate relationships, and we're going to work it out in our group, what it means. And that's really what it's going to come down to. You're going to work it out in your group, or you're going to be under the thumb of some local dictator who, you know, because that's always what happens.
Well, and the dictator will have the spoils of all the women, you know, like the kings of old.
Always.
Yeah. It's a fascinating discussion, Liam. I'm glad we're having it. I hope you all out there appreciate this. Again, we warned you to hide the kids if this has been too adult, but I think it's been a very, very important discussion to have, especially as we're setting the stage for, you know, a different way of life over the coming decades here on the planet based on changes that are occurring. And by looking back in not only into our history, but also the current existence on the planet and different tribes and different ways of life based on how they interact with one another, we could be better prepared to say, hey, what's real? What have we been constrained with versus what's, you know, a real way to live in a nonviolent way as well? And I think that's another aspect to this, that it would breed nonviolence as opposed to the violent act of severing these relationships and the divorce that occurs and the trauma that occurs. So, Liam, appreciate you so very much.
Thanks, and thanks for the listeners for letting these thoughts in and trying them out.
Yeah, well, we'll be keeping up with you as the sequels to Official Stories happen. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Super Don after this to wrap it up and head fully into the weekend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Nun, I, you know, that interview, don't let your spouse listen to that interview I just did with Liam Sheff. I mean, and the reason I say that is because it's causing, you know, open discussions about perceptions of the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying what's right for you, and I don't think Liam is either. He's just bringing this up from an anthropological perspective to consider because, you know, we're not big fans of divorce here. I've been through one with my parents when I was a teenager, and it was just brutal and ugly, and we know friends that have gone through this, and when the kids are involved, it's just, I think it's an important discussion to have, and that's why I joke with you about that. But
it's it's interesting. You know, I mean, we're critical thinkers on this show, and I think most of the people that are fans of the show are as well, and so listen, I mean, there's different points of view. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you.
Exactly.
But at least it's interesting.
No, I'm glad we can do that on this show. I really am, and Fridays are fun because sometimes we let loose on different types of topics as well. And we have another question of the day I want to get to before the weekend kicks in. And, of course, Sunday we're back with Dr. Frank King. I think, do we have the Reverend Lisa Joyce Goes? Is that who we got on Sunday as well? I think
on Sunday, indeed.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great, great episode already. We're really excited about that. Also, after the show today, The Truth About Cancer continues. Dr. Newsom will be back on as well. Remember, DRNUZUM, the two-week protocol is quite extraordinary. Call him up or go to DRNUZUM, DrNewsom.com. Get the Super Earth Energy, the Inflammagon, and the Digestive Detox. This is a three-pronged, power-packed approach to transform your life and heal you. And I'm thrilled that we got to talk about it this week as well. Now, this comes from Steve the Thorough, as he designated himself, because he's usually very thorough in his questions, although this one's a little more brief. He says, hello to my favorite talk radio host. Hey, got to share the vitamin L, right? Yes, Steve, you do. And to Don, the world's most super sidekick.
Aww.
I know, isn't that sweet? Whenever your wife is mad at you, say, hey, but honey, I'm the world's most super sidekick.
Yeah, says, that'll get me far.
Yeah, she says, well, not to me right now. Okay.
She'll give me a sidekick.
Right, I got your sidekick. I know, we this is what we do as husbands. I'm afraid I'm not going to be fully living up to my moniker today because my question is so uncharacteristically short. No, we like brevity. What would you do if you had a stubborn keloid scar that you were trying to remove or at least shrink down? I have one that is about an inch across and 1/3 inch thick on my chest that I have had for 8 or 9 years. And I've tried a few different home remedies, but they seem to only irritate it and make it worse. I've read that applying DMSO and Lugol's iodine to the scar can be helpful, but I haven't personally taken that combo for a real spin just yet. Thanks in advance for any ideas you might have. Now, I do like the idea of DMSO. Of course, that is a solvent, and it carries whatever you put on the skin into it very directly. And iodine might be an interesting choice. I like the thought of using the I'm just thinking about all the different things I was saying. Homeopathic medicine, locally. There are scar formulations dealing with, like, cilicia. Even thujoxin and talus can be of benefit here. And I think King Bio has some scar tissue formulas. We talk about using copper hydrosol, even cupro metallicum, zinc, silica or cilicia, which is often used homeopathically, locally and systemically as well. And I believe, interesting, the Venus flytrap that we get from Carnivora can be used topically, and they also have a very good form of DMSO. So check out carnivora.com for local application onto the keloid scar. But I think the homeopathic scar formulations would be good there as well, again, to be used systemically and locally. And, of course, the DMSO can be an added benefit because it drives it deeper into the skin tissue below the surface of the skin much more, let's say, comprehensively than if you just place something topically without the DMSO. So that's an intriguing question. What we know of silver hydrosol and the Sovereign Silver Gel, for instance, is that it will prevent scar tissue formation in the healing recovery period. But once the scar is set and for years it's there, the silver will not reverse that. That's where we have to go to copper and these other things. What have you done for scar tissue, Super Don? He mentioned you again.
You know, I actually don't have a whole lot of experience with scar tissue, knock on wood. Yeah. You know, I mean, my kids, the Sovereign Silver is what we used, and it did work.
Yeah, well,
outside of that, I haven't had much experience with it.
Well, listen, we appreciate your comprehensive brief questions, and keep them coming. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscatbell.com. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. Click through to robertscatbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. I rarely send an email, so when I do, it'll be important. But we're glad you're here. Go ahead and pick up Unlock the Power to Heal over the weekend. Create a wonderful weekend, and remind each and every one of your friends, family, and loved ones, as I remind you, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.